Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, kicking off our 24th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin, an original founding member of our Braintree, who's been with us all this time. We've already celebrated his 22nd anniversary with us. Hey, Brad, thanks again for being here. IAS Training, India Alpha Sierra, IASTraining.com is the website. You can find his three times a month blast that he sends out. His books are there. Hey, Brad, you've got some clients, some retail clients, that have found a way to shift and survive in this coronavirus era. What are they doing?
Well, they're, like I said, they're appreciative for the customers they have, and they realize that, you know, contrary to popular belief, customer loyalty isn't dead. It's alive and well, and it's thriving. And, you know, people are looking for their friend in no matter what industry it is. And, you know, I say to people that, you know, when people give you a look for the very first time, they're not looking for your products or your services. They're looking for a place from whom to buy those products and
services. They can get the stuff anywhere, can't they?
Yeah, we can get it anywhere. We can get it unpersonably. We can get it with lousy thank yous and all those other kinds of things. But, you know, what we can't do is get it from that human being. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that human being is so gosh darn important that they have to realize that it's you that they're looking for. It's not your product or your service. And if you don't proactively sell yourself, sell your company, and do something to cause people to actually want to come back and talk to you again or to want to give you referrals and recommendations, then it's just another ho-hum relationship. It just gets tossed down at the bridge, and nobody really gives a damn. It's just they spent their money, they got the product or service, and then they go on about their life. Well,
what you just described, Bill Schley, one of our brand experts, says a brand is a difference attached to your name. You just described a difference attached to your name, because the product isn't different, but people are still looking for something different, aren't they? They're looking for something that's a different thing in their life, and they're looking for some help. When they do business with small businesses, they're looking for customization, I think. They're looking for that difference he was talking about. They're looking at what you said. They want something. They want to have a human being attached to it. And I think what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right. You know, they're talking about millennials, that they're so much different. And I say, yeah, they're a little different, but they're the same, too. And they're looking for the same things everybody else is. They want the experience. They mm-hmm. want, you know, the relationship, and they want all those things that, you know, they could post on their Facebook page, or they put it out there on the Twitter, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, it's just back to treating people like human beings and treating them nice and being damned appreciative. They give you a shot to either earn their business or to do business with them. Or to,
are you seeing them? Are you seeing them the use time. More technology? Are you seeing your folks who you think are going to survive? Are they using more technology than they would have before?
Absolutely, and you know, technology is a good thing, and it's not a bad thing. It's something that we should resist and fight. But you know, the thing that you have to remember is that the way you contact people is their choice, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you're going to make a phone call, you dang well better have their permission to make that phone call,
mm-hmm.
rather than a text or a tweet or, you know, a Facebook message or whatever the case may be, because it's so important that we communicate with people via the means that they want to be communicated with, and we're just not randomly throwing stuff out there into the world that
think
they want to be communicated that way. So
yeah, you got to. That's one thing about it. You may not conquer social media as a small business, but if you don't understand that some customers want you to text them, some people want you to you know, they still want you to send something in the mail. Some people want you to email them, whatever. You've got to figure it out, don't you?
Yep, exactly. And, you know, it's a simple case of ask them.
That's right.
And sometimes they'll tell you.
That's right.
People just aren't asking anymore. So,
and I think it's okay to say, is email okay? I mean,
absolutely.
I think it's okay to lead them a little bit. Is email okay? Well, actually, I prefer text. Okay, so noted. Hey, Brad, I need your website one more time.
IASTraining.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Hey, Brad, good job today. Hey, I'm thankful for you, buddy. Come back soon.
Thanks, buddy, and thankful for you, too.
Bye-bye. See you next time. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back again another day. He's got too much to teach us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that surviving is winning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.